الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن كل من طار على منوالهم واقتفى آثارهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Today is the 28th day of the month of Ramadan 1442, which is the 10th day of the month of May 2021. Today marks the end of this year's English tafsir holding here, hoping that our lives will be elongated and prolonged to witness more of such beautiful sessions and periods, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As usual, we are going to take some questions before proceeding. Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brother is asking,
Allah says, لِيُنْفِقِذُ سَعْتٍ مِّنْ سَعْتِهِ وَمَنْ قُدْرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهِ. To the end of the ayah. It talks about ability and inability. Somebody as a family man with children, with kids, with wives and the like, let him spend out of his facility. Dhu sa'atin, the one that has an abundance. Someone that can spend 20,000, 10 and what have you, let him spend according to his own earnings in prosperity. And the one that doesn't have should spend according to his own earnings. That is the meaning. It tells you, you don't have to overstretch yourself in the process of feeding your family. And it also contains an inner meaning. A woman should not ask her husband to give what is beyond his capacity and power to spend. Let's try to be moderate, understanding. That is the meaning of the ayah. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Allah help you, sir.
Wa iyyakum.
Can madam help me differentiate between the sunnatic divorce and unsunnatic divorce?
He wants me to explain to him the difference between sunnatic and bid'atic, so to say, divorce. Well, if somebody divorces his wife during her menstrual cycle, that is an example of bid'ah-based divorce. It is innovative. Divorce, according to Sunnah, is as the Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةَ. Or you who believe, if you want to divorce your wives, divorce them during their period of purity. Meaning, do not divorce your wife whereas she's undergoing her menstrual cycle, which is monthly. That's the meaning there. So a man, if he wants the divorce to be based on Sunnah, let him divorce his wife when she is not seen or undergoing the haidha, that is the menses. That is sunnah. Number two, he should not divorce her after he has met her conjugally, okay? After meeting, he shouldn't divorce her. Let him wait. Maybe she has taken in until he is sure that the woman has not taken in before divorce occurs. These are two instances of what? sunnatic divorce. But the bid'atic one or the innovative one is for somebody to divorce his wife during menstrual cycle or after he has met her sexually and then divorces her. These are the two examples. Now, what is the implication? If somebody divorces his wife while she is undergoing her period, two views exist. One says the divorce does not hold. That is our view. If somebody divorces his wife during menstrual cycle, that divorce is void, does not hold. For a simple reason of the Quran, فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِمْ He didn't do it during the iddah as mentioned by Allah. Number one. Number two, Ibn Umar once divorced his wife while she was undergoing menstrual cycle. The Prophet said, no, take her back. Allow her to finish her menstrual cycle. If you desire, if you want it, divorce her. Because of these two reasons, any divorce done during blood does not hold. On the other hand, some are saying, no, it holds, the majority, al-jumhur. But talking about jumhur, when there is Quran and Sunnah Prophet, you don't go for any jumhur when there is a crystal Quranic ayah and the decisive Sunnatic teaching. Yeah, you can take the second view, but it's weak and weakened. Hope it is clear. Next.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I wake up early in the morning and I see my period is out about my body.
I see my period is what?
Seized.
Okay. It has come to cessation. It's come to an end. Now, when you woke up in the morning and you saw the flow no longer, there are two classes of women. Woman that has is an old timer al-mu'tada and the new timer mu'tada. If the woman in question is an old timer, when the blood ceases, clearly it can be seen from the floor of the area where it comes out. But if it is a woman that is newly into the system, she has to use something like cotton into her place of honor to make sure the blood is definitely gone and has sealed. This is to be sure of the cessation of the blood. But all in all, when you woke up, you didn't see any blood, it tells you you have to fast for that day. Unless if after you have taken your sahur, your last supper, last meal, so to say, then you see it, then the blood has broken the fast, you do what they call al-imsak. You don't eat until the sun comes to an end or it sets. I hope it is very clear. That's all. So these are the questions, and today, like I've told you, we are going to just round up the tafsir session to just pray, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we wait, maybe next year, we're going to have it again. These things in the hand of Allah the Almighty. Let's take our recitation. Barakallahu feek.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam ta'lam anna Allaha ya'lamu ma fis samaa'i wal ard. Inna dhalika fi kitab. إن ذلك على الله يسير.
We read this one yesterday.
ويعبدون من دون الله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وما ليس لهم به علم وما للظالمين من نصير.
This is ayah number 70. Allah says, ألم تعلم أن الله يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Do you not know that Allah knows everything in the heavens and earth? That is, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Haven't you known Do you not know that Allah knows the content of the heavens and earth? All these are there written, documented in the book. That is to say, Allah al-Mahfuz. And inna dhalika Allah yaseer, this, or that is very easy for Allah. To know everything is easy with Allah the Almighty. You read the next one? وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَمَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ. The unbelievers worship مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, beside Allah that which Allah did not send any clear reason for that, سُلْطَانًا. وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, they worship what they have no knowledge on it. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ, the transgressors have nobody to come to their help and aid. Next ayah.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنكَرَ يَكَادُونَ يَسْطُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا قُلْ أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍّ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ النار وعدها الله الذين كفروا وبئس المصير.
وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات تعرف في وجوه الذين كفروا المنكر. To the end of the ayah, which is ayah number 72. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا, Allah said, and when our clear verses are recited, unto them. Look at it. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah refers to his own ayat as bayyinat, clear, crystal clear, distinctively clear. They are not ambiguous, okay? When they are being read unto them, you will recognize on the face of the unbelievers munkar, disgust, the dislike, okay? The you know, reprehensiveness, so to speak. Now, يَكَادُونَ يَسْطُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, they nearly assault, they nearly attack those who recite those ayahs to them. All tell them, أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ, shall I tell you what is worse than that? You don't know. النَّارُ عَدَحَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفُرُ, hellfire promise those who disbelieve by Allah the Almighty. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, oh what a wretched outcome. Because if hellfire finally becomes the outcome, it is wretchedness, it is decadence, it is retrogressiveness. So Allah says, وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, how wretched is the outcome for those who reject our verses. Next ayah.
يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له.
نعم.
إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه.
نعم.
ضعف الطالب والمطلوب, ما قدر الله حق قدره, إن الله لقوي عزيز.
يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له. Look at the ayah. يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له. إن الذين, O ye mankind, a parable is presented, listen to it. Mathal means a parable. Allah has presented a parable for you to know and understand. Listen to it. He says, إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له. Those you call, those you invoke beside Allah, they will never ever create a fly. Imagine, fly, how big is fly? Is it big? huge, small, or then why do you worship other gods? Allah says, those you worship, living God cannot lay a fly. Not only that, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَا if they were to assemble, the whole of them, 1 million of them, billion, trillion, septillion, they can never ever create a fly. Look at this intelligent parable given in the Quran. Then Allah says, وَإِنْ يَسْلُفُ if the fly were to steal something from them, okay, لَا يَسْتَنْخِذُهُ مِنْ they can never retrieve it from it. If a fly comes and takes something, woo, it goes away. You say, fly, 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 catch up, make gonna catch up. Can you? You cannot. So Allah says, وَإِنْ يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْهُ ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ if the fly were to snatch something, they will not be able to retrieve it. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ weak are the pursuer. والمطلوب and the pursuit. That is, the one looking for what fly took away is at-talib. He is looking, is talib. He is weak. And the thing stolen is also weak. Or the fly is weak. So it tells you man has nothing to protect him unless if there is iman in Allah the Almighty. Subsequent ayah Allah says, مَا قَدْرُ الْحَقَّ قَدْرِهِ no, they do not value Allah. Allahu Akbar. مَا قَدْرُ الْحَقَّ قَدْرِهِ they don't value Allah as he should be valued. Allah has to be honored, has to be valued, has to be respected. But these people worshiping others have not given Allah what is due unto him. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ Allah is strong and powerful, irresistible. In other words, next ayah.
الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس إن الله سميع بصير
يعلم
ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور
الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس إن الله سميع بصير الله يصطفي Allah chooses messengers from amongst the angels ومن الناس also from amongst the people Allah chooses messengers from angels like Angel Jibril, the messenger of Allah. So also amongst people, the Prophet of Allah, Allah chooses whom he wishes. Because in Allah, certainly Allah, Samun is all hearing, Basir, all seeing. يَعْلَمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهُمْ وَخَلْفَهُمْ Allah knows what is before them and behind them. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ to Allah all matters are referred. Everything take their course back to Allah the Almighty. Next ayah.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum wa'f'alul khayra la'allakum tuflihun.
This is ayah number 77. Next to the last ayah in this chapter, Surah Al-Hajj. It appears we are going to finish the Surah. And that is going to be the end of the tafsir, the end of the surah, the end of the session. Allahu Akbar. What a coincidence, okay? Allah the Almighty says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu irka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum wa'malu al-khayra la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, irka'u, prostrate before Allah. Wasjudu, prostrate in the lower mode, because ruku, prostration, sujood, prostration, but they are differentiated. These of higher and of lower, what a categorization combined. Wa'budu rabbakum, do worship your Lord. Waf'al khayra, do good deeds. لعلكم تفلحون. Perchance, likely, hopefully, you will prosper. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muflihin. Last ayah.
وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير.
This is the last of the verses of this surah, Surah Al-Hajj. Allah the Exalted says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Strive, strive, struggle in establishing Allah's way. حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ, striving due to Him. As appropriate as possible. Who is ijtabakum? Allah is that chooses you. Because ijtaba, istafa, irtada. You say mujtaba, murtada, mustafa. Same message. Murtada, chosen through pleasure. Ijtaba, through purification. Mustafa, through uplifting. But the common term, the common denominator tells you choosing, choosing, choosing. So Allah chooses you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah did not put any burden on you. No burden. Allah does not overburden you with something beyond your power to bear. He says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Nobody tells you to fast for the whole year. Fasting, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Now they have gone. 28 days. Just like today. But slowly but surely. This should remind you of your death. Wallahi al-Azim. It reminds you of your final last hour. Just like yesterday. Oh, Ramadan is going to start now. Ramadan is almost gone. How many days remaining? Maximum. 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 Two or three. Today is 28. Tomorrow, next tomorrow, oh, so when are we expecting it to be? Expecting. Expect by expectation is going to be on. Well, all in all, it will not cross over Thursday. Let's get ready. I don't think it's going to be on Friday. I don't think. So you can see, slowly but surely. Don't play. Your life is like this. Slowly, surely. Very soon, oh, you are 10, you are 20, you are 30, you are 40, then there's a clause. It tells you this life is transitional. It's more transitional than transition itself. So Allah, which tabakum, He is the one that chooses you. وَمَا جَعْلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah did not put any burden on you in the religion. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. It is the system of belief of your father Abraham. So Prophet Ibrahim is the patriarch, is the father of this monotheistic lineage. If anybody leaves this lineage Abrahamically, he has definitely gone beyond the way. Ibrahim, inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita. He is the whole nation in itself. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, it is the religion of your father, Ibrahim. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. He is the one that names you Muslims. Who is a Muslim? The one that totally submits. No reservation. He has submitted to Allah the Almighty totally, diametrically, unequivocally. that I have submitted. So he is the one that names you Muslim. So we are Muslim. Don't call us Mohammedans, as they say, or Haggaris. You know, Haggaris? This is a kind of, it's a term used by some people. Very, very deplorable, with negative intent. All right? They feel somebody is a Christian, assigned to Christians. So in that mentality, they call Muslims Muhammad. Yeah, we are Muhammad, but not worship of Muhammad. We're not worshiping. He is our prophet, our messenger, our leader. You can never, ever come to Allah but through his own teachings. But we don't worship him as the worship of Allah. He taught us to worship Allah exclusively. If anybody goes to Akhirah, worshiping any saint, any grave, any mamiota spirit or whatever, paradise is denied against you. The Quran is very clear. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ الْمُشْرِكِ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Allah does not forgive such that associate Allah with somebody else. He forgives something besides that. He who does it has really concocted, fabricated a huge and big business of Allah. Okay? So this is how shirk is. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَسَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِ مِنْ قَبْلُ before. وَفِي هَذَا in the course of this لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَيْءٍ عَلَيْكُمْ so that the messenger will be a witness over you. How? Our Nabi al-Kirsa is going to be a witness. Allah says it. يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم. Allah will combine, will assemble, will congregate the messengers. What response did you get? Allahu Akbar. So there is going to be witness bearing. So the messenger to be witness over you. وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَى عَلَى النَّاسِ you are going to be a witnesses on other people. In hadith, when Qiyamah is established, the messengers are gathered. Allah will ask them, did you preach the message? Yes, Ya Allah. Who is the witness? It is on record Prophet Nuh alayhi salam will be asked. And he will say, my witnesses are the Ummah of Muhammad. Who will be asked, do you have any proof that Noah preached the message? We will say, yes. Proof, Allah said it many places. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir qawmaka min qabli an yatiyahum azabun aleem. Qala ya qawmi inni lakum rasulun an i'budullaha wa tuqatihun. So, this is our proof. Okay? Nuh alayhi salam spent how many years? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. He spent 950 years, 1,000 minus 50 years, just for what? Preaching, proselytization. For 50 solid consecutive years. Yet the people refused. They were arrogant, they were intransigent, they were stiff-necked. Until Allah destroyed them through drawing. They were drawn in the water. So we are going to witnesses on account of the Quranic attestation. So Allah says, you are going to be witnesses of other people. For that, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ establish the prayers. Do we do it on every day we pray? How many times a day? 5 times. Obligatory or supererogative? Obligatory. Supererogatively, you do the nafila, optional. It is important you combine the wajib and the annawafil. Just like fasting. You are fasting of necessity, like Ramadan. You are also supererogative fasting and nawafil, You combine the two, you make your credit in the hereafter heavy and thick. You are the one sending your credit. Which one do you prefer today in your account? Credit or debit? I want to hear credit. Credit, not debit. If you're debit, you say, subhanAllah, why this? In the hereafter, saying your credit there. And this is the month we are passing through. Qiyam al-layl, qira'ah, it'am, al-sabr, al-amana, wa hakala. Dawalik, dawalik. So Allah says, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ, establish the prayer, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, and give zakat. What is zakat? Regular charity for due or legal earn. How many items are zakatable? How many items are zakatable? I mean, how many things you give zakat out of? Five. Number one, money, cash. Number two, number two, farm produce, right? Al-muntajat al-zara'iyya, wala la? Then three. I beg your pardon? How many items are zakatable? The zakatability applies on how many items? Money, cash. You talk of money, naira, dollar, sterling pound, euro, you name it. Money. Okay. Number two, farm produce. Cassava. Yam. Potato. I will go to that. Let's finish farm produce. Potato. Green peas. What about pepe? All these are not zakatable. But they give you money now. And no zakah. Somebody is called Al-Hajj Tomato. It's huge money, yet no zakah. Look, I go for the view of Abu Hanifa. That if something is produced by the earth, I mean by the land, by the water, and it gives you money, is the category. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من ثمنكم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض أخرجنا لكم. Didn't the land produce for you? Take the mention, the root crops. I know it's a different view. According to Malikiya, you don't give the cut out of it because for two things. You don't eat and live on them. And it's true. Do you eat tomato? Your breakfast is tomato in the morning. In the afternoon, tomato. You run away from the house. Similarly, they are perishable. Perishability lands on them. Because of these two technicalities, zakat doesn't apply on them. So you go for the majority view. But zakat applies on grain, corn, millet, yam, not yam please, what they call maize and the like. Okay, money, farm produce, what again? Animals, rabbits, including rabbits? Isn't it an animal? So, you say animal, and I give you example of rabbit. Rabbit is not zakatable. What about chicken? What about goat? What about cows? What about the camels? These are zakatable animals. The minimum amount of a camel should be five. That's the beginning. Goats, how many? 40, 40. What about cows? 30. And all of these categories have their own arrived calculative number out of which gives the cut out of it. We say how many items the category, we say five. Now money, farm produce, animal, what else? I beg your pardon? Golden is a lot of money. Asset goes. يعني عروض التجارة. If any asset is profit-fetching asset, look at it. It's PFA. PFA. Profit-fetching asset. تجلب لك الأرباح. تدر عليك الأرباح الطائلة. إذا هي زكتبل. Okay. Like what? Many, many, many. If you sell cars, you sell cars. Zakatable from the profit. Correct? Somebody has big mall, he sells things, he sells jewelry. Zakat is to be given out of, is it the shop or the content of the shop? Content. On yearly basis, you calculate. These are very important. So, assets. What is number five? Like how? To start the one on the key. تقصد الركاز لا زكاة في الركاز لا you give just خمس of الركاز المدفون في الهلية they call it things beneath the earth in Hausa we call them barami you give زكاة out of barami barami something belonging to the rami barami something deep there but the three things mentioned are the ones with consensual decision. The rest is not consensus. Oh, Allah says, establish prayer, you give zakat. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ Okay? And cleave to Allah. وَعَتَصِمُوا Cleave. Hold Allah strong. The Hassan says, كُكَنْكَ مِنْ Allah. Cleave. You know cleave? C-L-E-A-V-E. Cleave. Hold fast to Allah the Almighty. هو مولاكم he is a protector that is مولا here نعم المولى oh how excellent as a protector Allah is ونعم النصير and he is our excellent helper اللهم انصرنا اللهم كن لنا نصيرا ومهينا ورهيما وغفارا ورحمة رب العالمين this marks the end of this year's exegesis tafsir And I want you to please know and document where we stop. Because at times, if Allah allows our lives to be elongated, prolonged, we begin to, where did we stop last year? Please let somebody take time to tell us where did we stop. Next year, inshallah, maybe here or in USA or here, wherever, we are going to start from the next surah. Chapter what? Chapter Surah Al-Mu'minun. Like in House 1 will close, we stop at which ayah? Nisa. Beautiful. Where are we going to start? Next year, inshallah. Who can give me the ayah to start next year? Give me the ayah. Cut it. Tell me the wording of the ayah. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهَ
لَا تُشْرِكُ
وَعَبُدُ اللَّهَ Please, take it. Remember it. Next year, if I ask you, oh, I have forgotten. Don't forget. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهَ is where we're going to start, inshallah ta'ala. So this marks the end of this year's tafsir. We ask Allah the Almighty to bless all of us,
Amen.
To accept this as an act of ibadah.
Amen.
We have to thank Allah first and foremost and say salat and salutation on the Prophet Muhammad mm-hmm. his companions and his household the indefatigable those who maintain those of Allah correctly we also have to thank our parents that gave birth to us for the beautiful training our scholars our teachers our leaders in the deen and in all departments of human lives We thank you also, participants, for your time, for your patience, for your dedication, for your commitment, for your enthusiasm to keep these Ramadanic sessions lively. May Allah record these on the pages of your goodness, mm-hmm. inshallah.
Amen.
We also extend our thanks to the management of this hospital, especially my brother, the CMB for making, I mean here AKTH, for making this important masjid available and for making things possible. May Allah reward them abundantly for that. We also thank all the radio stations, you know, airing this program, like Radio Freedom, that is the English version, Express Radio, and others, maybe beyond here. And we thank also the Ahlus Sunnah in Germany, as you can see the banner. It was done in conjunction with Muslims in Europe, so that the Tafsir is broadcast globally. Their representative, Dr. Nuruddin from Hamburg, has just returned today. So it's done in conjunction with them, with our masjid here in Kano. So you can see, it has gone global. We thank Allah. In America, in Norway, in Birmingham, yesterday we did it in England. We thank Allah for the life, for the health, for the ability. May Allah reward all of you abundantly. We cannot forget also Iman. They have tried, Jazakumullah Khairah, the Muslim, the Islamic Association of the Hospital. May Allah reward them abundantly for their effort, for everything. Our guys are there. Ahmed, Adam, Brother Albani, your time. Our Qari, Muhammad Al-Thani. Our Qari, Hafiz Abdurrahman. Aminu Laden. All of you, you know, I cannot just go even mention it. Some, it even escapes my poor memory. So I thank Allah for that. Rabiu, I can see you. Abuka Salari, our secretary of Masjid, Sunusi Jibreel. I mean. I can go mention. Those who give us water, the table, what can we do? We only ask Allah to thank you incalculably to record these things in your acts of deed. As we talk, they see us in America, other places. Malo, we've been watching. So we thank Allah for the time spent. That is how you can achieve this important life. I remember one of our brother, Muhammad, got a broken tie. Okay? So we pray to Allah to give him quick recovery. You can't forget a brother like Ibrahim Kabir, my personal assistant, very indefatigable, committed barrister. So may Allah reward you, all of you. I remember our Allah Rabba, subhanallah, Tanyariyasa, now dead. He died last 2 months, Allahu Akbar. A celebrated hafiz, an old man, over 8-year-old man, Tanyariyasa. He used to lead tarawih prayer here at the age of 80, alone. He says, "Kekan amata shi? Kekan imati maka? Karatun?" It's not that, well, we have to come together because Yatla Debata Sintalia. So we thank you very much. We also thank those who gave us the tafsir through House of Service, House of Worship, FSM Kaduna, Maloney FM in Kefi Nasrallah State, Sunnah TV 6-7, Dala FM, Hausa, Express in Kano, Aminchi Radio in Hausa, Freedom, both Hausa and English, so also Nasara Radio, all in Kano. So, Barakallahu Fikum, may Allah give us more life, opportunities to witness more Ramadan. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك بعد يا رب العالمين نسألك اللهم إيمانا صادقا ولسانا ذاكرا يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله